Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're honored today to have such great talent in within these four walls. It's Steve Kimmock, Bernie Worrell, Wally Ingram, and Andy Hess today. And they'll play live tonight over at Woodlands Tavern. And we'll have some tickets to give away. So stay tuned for not only the great music, but your chance to pick up tickets for the show tonight. And woodlandstavern.org is the website for all the details. And we'll talk with them after they start us off with this first one. Can you tell us what this one is from? Something new you've been working on? Something older that you've already been playing?
Yes.
It's a little bit of both. It's the song is the song's been here for a minute. And we were just working on it and we were having fun with it and we don't mind playing it acoustically, so which is what we're doing. So, we count, bang, and in. We were actually rehearsing it right here in here. Thank you.
Warhol, Steve Kimmock, Bernie Worrell, Wally Ingram, and Andy Hess together live from Studio A. And check out the free EP available on our website from live selections from different cities. It's a 5-song EP on WCBE Facebook page. Also check out their Facebook page. And I just saw on your Facebook page, as a matter of fact, you guys were getting ready to go on tour, which is the first date tonight in Columbus, and you were at your barn where you do recordings in, at home in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, we also eat food there.
Well, that's good. Yeah. But working on these, on what you're going to do on this tour, is can one expect a new studio album, or are you going to make more selections of the live stuff that you favor while you're out on tour? Is it wait to be seen and heard?
Yes. I'm going to say yes to everything this morning. It's just one of those days. We're going to make a record really soon, but not today.
Not today.
Not today. But really, 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 really soon. Because, okay. You know, you got to make hay while the sun is shining.
So, okay. We have the super group, as many would call it right now, and Bernie Worrell. I think you've met Bernie through your son, who's also a musician. Can you tell us about that and how everything else came into place, I guess, with the other two, Andy and Wally?
Bernie, if you recall the circumstances of our meeting, could you relate them to the nice lady?
I forget. I'm half blank, too.
These are hard questions.
That was, I don't remember yesterday. I met Steve through a meeting with John Kimmock and George Porter from the Meters. I had previously played or sat in with the group that John Kimmock was playing with in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. That's where I met John. I just happened to be there and sat in with John there, and then they invited me, John and George invited me to play with them at a club in Jersey, somewhere in Jersey. And Steve was on the gig, and it's my first time ever playing with Steve, and I was blown away. I mean, I'm so inspired by when I first heard him. And now I'm playing with him, and it's a constant source of inspiration for me. And I know Wally from Eric McFadden. Uh-huh. He invited me to his house years ago. And I know Andy from many moons ago. I forgot when we first met.
So I'm sure with all of you, you know, doing different projects and such, it has to be somewhat about timing and when you can all make it to go out on a tour and work on a new studio album together.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's scheduling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just about scheduling. And we were we've been kind of chasing each other in circles for a while here on some level. I mean, me and Wally have been trying to get a band together for like 20 years. Like 20 years ago. Oh, we should play. And it's like October, November, December, 85, 89, you know, and then you finally go, oh, how about now? And you get it together.
No time like
it takes
now.
A minute. Yeah, no time like the present.
Yeah, Steve used to come and hang around at David Lindley shows, and he would bring us presents, and you know, very memorable presents, always bearing gifts and things.
Kimchi and chocolate.
Kimchi and chocolate and
stuff
socks.
Like that. Socks.
I'm all about socks.
Occasional license plates.
You know, if somebody
stuff.
Brings you fresh socks on tour, you're never going to forget them. But I was hosting the Jam Room on the Jam Cruise a couple years ago, and man, which is something I probably will never do again, is be the host for 7 hours.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you will.
Well, I'll probably join in, but I won't be the host. I'll tell you that much. But Steve graciously played for a big, long chunk of time, and it was literally about a week after that that he called me and said, let's get together and play, and we finally...
Finally fell into place.
Wheels in motion. Andy and I have been threatening to play together also for a long time. Like, we should play together, man. It sounds good together. So when the stars aligned and, something about the blue moon and whatnot just brought it all together.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and thank you so much again for taking the time out. And it's the first day of their tour, making their first stop here at WCBE, playing live from Studio A. It's Steve Kimmock, Bernie Worrell, Wally Ingram, and Andy Hessen. They've got a couple more for us live from Studio A today. And what's this next one you're going to do?
I don't know. What do you feel like?
Nanas.
Bananas.
Nanas. Thank you.
ego.
Kimmock, Bernie Worrell, Wally Ingram, and Andy Hess live from Studio A today. Steve, would you tell us, take us back, you know, to maybe the middle school years when it all started for you and Kenny's cousin Kenny and that gold top guitar. And that's, I believe, where you first became interested maybe in learning. Correct me if I'm wrong. You do tell.
No, that's real close. There's the backstory to the backstory of trying to like find an instrument. I think I was like 10 years old or something like that. And my mom, who's just a very, you know, kind of artsy craftsy, my dad would have said, was like, do you want to play an instrument? Like, wouldn't that be more fun than, you know, pulling the wings off bugs or sniffing glue or something? So I was like, okay. She says, what do you want to play? And I thought about it, and I tried to think of, like, what was the cool instrument? And, like, I didn't know. I was 10. I thought, well, violin. That's pretty hip, you know? And she says, okay, go across the street to the lady across the street. It's some other relative. I never really put it together. Paycheck was the last name. All a bunch of Slovaks over there, myself included. Go over to Paycheck's house because their kid just got the violin and check it out. So I crossed the street, which was a big deal at the time. That's how old I was. And I got to the screen door of the house, and I'm looking down the hall, and I see the guy, and he's got the fiddle, but it's like electric. It was like blue or something like that. And I can see he's got the Fender amp up on a chair, and the Fender amp is pointing right down the hall, and he's got the violin in one hand, he's stretching the cord to the amp, and he's got the phone in the other hand, and I hear him say, hey, I just got this new violin, listen to this. And he plays the lick on the violin with the Fender amp pointed right at my 10-year-old head down the hall. And it was so loud, I had jumped out of my skin completely, ran screaming, crying back across the street, I don't want to play the violin, don't let me do it. It was so scary, man. And so I got an electric guitar instead. Which is a really, like, not, it's probably not the best idea, but that's really where that started, was I don't want to play the violin, it's too loud.
And the first, the guitar you played had resurfaced later in the years, and you still have that? Is that?
It's with me. It's not here because I'm playing acoustically, but yeah, the very first electric guitar that I saw, it's funny, man, my cousin Kenny, he was a military policeman in Germany, and if you knew Kenny, you'd know how funny that really is. But he showed up on the East Coast having completed his tour. And I was going to go meet my cousin Kenny, my big cousin Kenny from Oklahoma. So I go to my grandma's house where he was staying, and I went upstairs to where I thought he was. And he wasn't there, but there was a guitar on the bed, a gold top Les Paul, which was the most beautiful thing that I think I'd ever seen in my entire life. And I was like, and I picked it up. And instantly broke a string on a thing, which I had to figure out how to apologize for. But I did. Kenny, I broke a string on your guitar. So, whatever that was, like 40 years later or something like that, we found the guitar again for sale. Kenny says, my old gold top, I found it. It's for sale. So I went and...
Kenny found it online.
Yeah, so I went and retrieved it. So it's back in the family now. And I still, every time I pick it up, I break a string.
But it travels with you. You always have it on hand. Steve Kimmock, Bernie Worrell, Wally Ingram, and Andy Hess today live from Studio A. Just a couple more questions. Recently played the Jorma Kaukonen guitar workshop thing that, of course, sold out really fast. Yeah, yeah. And the Everyone Orchestra recently here for the All Good Music Festival. And you've played with those guys for...
Sure,
for
bunch of Everyone Orchestra stuff, yeah.
What's intriguing about that group the most to you, that why you keep going and want to be part of it?
No rehearsals. There's no rehearsals, there's no meetings, there's nothing. You show up, and Matt, who I've known forever, who is a great guy. I mean, I've known him since like back in the 80s or something. We used to haunt the same places in Northern California. He just shows up and he scribbles the instructions on a dry erase board. Goes go, and you just do whatever he says, and you know, it counts you in, and it's a riot. A conducted improvisation. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And when you first moved out to California, you were actually before you knew, it was behind the Ali Akbar Khan School of Music.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you were your ears aware of that kind of music? Because I'm not sure how old you were at that time.
No, not like right up front. Like one of the first, I had three records growing up that like, I don't know why I like got these three records, but I had Johnny Winter Progressive Blues Experiment, which kicked my ass every day. It's a great, great, great record. So much good guitar on that record. Still my favorite guitar record. I had that. I had Sgt. Pepper's, which was like the quirky pop thing. And I had whatever side of that double set of Monterey pop that Ravi Shankar played on. And the Monterey pop Ravi Shankar thing was Ravi Shankar, Ali Akbar Khan, and Ala Raka. And that was three guys. And I didn't know who those guys were, but I remember hearing that stuff and going, this is pretty cool, you know. So I'd heard it, you know, poorly recorded in an American festival and everything like that. They clapped for the tuning, that kind of thing. But then my very, very first place I got when I moved to California was adjacent to the parking lot to the Ali Akbar School. It's a little tiny place. And I heard that music, the minute I woke up, and I was like, oh, my God. My biggest regret, my single biggest regret in my life is that I didn't just go to that school and stay there, because I love that music. Mm-hmm. I just, you know.
Kind of
I was 20-something,
more interested.
And I was
yeah.
in a rock band. It was like, what do you do?
There's so much out there
You can
to
quit
learn.
The rock band and go live in the gutter and play the sarod, or you can... As it turned out, I just lived in the gutter and played the guitar, which wasn't a giant improvement. But I love that music, yes.
Steve Kimmock, joined by Bernie Worrell, Wally Ingram, and Andy Hess. And Steve Kimmock, a lot of people know from the group Zero, plus the other ones. You played with all the Grateful Dead members. And was it the first time, going back to 1988, you might have joined Jerry Garcia on stage? Was that the first time, or am I getting that mixed up?
You know, I don't really recall.
Ish?
I was... You're not going to believe this, but I wasn't paying attention at the time. It really didn't register.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I knew those guys were like, they were like guys, but it.
But that wasn't.
Yeah.
You were about the guitar, not really what was going on.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you walk past the bar every day, and you see Phil Leshen there, you see Jerry Garcia, you know, getting right. breakfast or something like that. So everybody was right there, and so it didn't like register. It was like, oh,
gotcha.
Cool. Yeah.
So and then Jerry said, you know, one of his favorite unknown guitar players. That was 25 at least years ago when he said that. And who, you know, now you're a well-known guitarist. Who would you say that about? That maybe never got the recognition, or somebody new or younger that you've seen or come across in your travels.
Oh, geez, who's playing now? I haven't come across a youngster that's not already well known. Kids get known so quickly these days. I can't think of somebody that, you know what I mean? Like if it weren't for the internet, you know, probably
times
wouldn't
have
see
changed.
Him. But I mean, my favorite of the young guys is probably Julian Lage,
okay.
who's a jazz guitarist. Great, just exceptional jazz guitarist. Look him up.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, everybody? We'll do last ticket giveaway after this last song. Thank you all so very much for being here today. We greatly appreciate it. And again, Steve Kimmock, Bernie Worrell, Wally Ingram, and Andy Hess live from Studio A today. And we'll do that last giveaway after this last song that they're going to play live for us today. And what's this last one you're going to take us out with?
We're just trying to decide what key we'd rather be in right now, G or B. Anybody got a favorite?
You are the conductor.
Nobody cares. three time. Two times.